Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And have you heard about this plan from the former president of Trader Joe's? He wants to sell expired food cheap to low-income Bostonians. Is this a bargain? Is it an insult? Is it safe? Is it nutritious? Joining me now is Marian Nessel, professor in the Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health, and professor of sociology at NYU. She's also the author, most recently, of Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. Hello, Marian Nessel. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, glad to be here.
And listeners, have you heard about this? What do you think? 212-433-WNYC, if you're listening up in Boston, or if you're here in the New York area or whatever, 212-433-9692. And it's from the former president of Trader Joe's, Doug Rausch, selling meals prepared with food that is edible but has passed its sell-by date to low-income customers. So tell us, first of all, the sell-by date. What is that exactly, and how is it calculated?
Well, who on earth has any idea? There's no federal regulation about sell-by dates. It's something that's done by states. Some states have rules for it. Some states don't. And the companies do some kind of calculation that figures out how long things are good. For packaged foods, the sell-by date is, I don't know, cereals are a year off or something like that. So does that mean if it's a year and one day that they're no good? No, of course not. Does it mean that in 5 years they're no good? Who knows? It's very difficult to know. For fresh foods, the sell-by date is much more critical. And I'm always, because I live in New York City, and I'm always impressed that if I buy milk close to its sell-by date, it's usually pretty spoiled by then.
So what do you think of the larger plan? And to fill people in on a few more of the details, this large facility that he's associated with in a low-income area of Boston would sell healthy takeout meals, you know, designed to be healthy, takeout food made from ingredients that are past their sell-by dates. And it would also feature a teaching kitchen for classes on quick, healthy cooking. So it's part of a larger package to, you know, try to help people in low-income communities eat healthy and have access to healthy foods. But the store would also sell packaged chopped veggies and offer milk, even milk, at or past its sell-by date for as low as $1 a gallon. So I come back to my basic trio of questions. Is it a bargain? Is it an insult? Is it safe?
Well, it's probably all of those things, if that's a reasonable answer. I mean, stores have been doing this for a long time, and what this sounds like to me is that instead of giving those foods to a food bank, they're going to try to make a little bit of money off of them and let people buy them, which is somewhat nicer than going to food banks. What companies have been doing is giving foods to food banks when they are past their sell-by date or their use-by date. What this is part of is our charitable food distribution system that assumes that any food that we give to the poor is better than nothing, and therefore we should have some system for doing this that saves food, prevents waste, and feeds the poor at the same time. I wish we had a better system. I wish we had a policy. I wish we had something that didn't make it necessary for people to need charitable food, and we wouldn't be in this in the first place.
Mike and Lindbrook, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was telling your screener I used to work for Trader Joe's, and I agree. I just jumped in the conversation here, but I agree with your guest. I mean, at the Trader Joe's I used to work at the end of the day, we used to have expired bread or meats or whatnot, and we'd set that stuff aside, and there'd be charity groups that would come by and collect that food and, you know, get it out to the people who really needed it. And I'm not in agreement. I don't think we should profit off of, off of expired food and whatnot. I think it's I just don't agree with that whole concept.
Thank you. And is it clear to you that this is about profiting, or is it about raising money for this organization that's a service organization? I have to actually get clear myself on whether this is a nonprofit, and whether he's in business here or whether he's trying to raise money to do other things for his urban nonprofit.
Yeah, I just wish there were more effort on trying to get a national policy that makes sure that everybody has enough to eat. We have an entire parallel food system in this country that deals with providing food to the poor. And lots of people are involved in it, and it makes everybody feel good, and it does give people food to eat. But is it the best quality?
And here's looking at an article about it right now. It is a nonprofit. And Mike, are you still there?
Yeah.
Here's the way Rausch characterizes it, and he makes an analogy to Goodwill. You know the Goodwill stores? He says this article says Rausch compares the nonprofit's mission to the work of Goodwill, which resells donated clothing at affordable prices. Does that make it sound less objectionable?
I guess we could spin it any way we want. You know, it's just, you know, I think it's just the right thing to do, you know, and it's a moral thing for me,
to give the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, thank you very much. That was from a Boston Globe article, by the way. Here's a food inspector calling in, Elaine in Hoboken. Elaine, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm not going to say which agency because we're not supposed to talk to the media when we're just,
I don't know you.
Right. We won't tell on you.
So most expiration dates are meaningless. In the area where I work, expiration dates are required only for products like vacuum packaged foods, as far as for food safety. They're very, very few foods. Mostly they just require batching for purposes of tracing back for recall. The expiration date serves as a useful tool for the grocer to know how long the food's been on the shelf. Is it moving? Is it not moving? But it's just a handy way to create a batch number in case there's a problem with the product for purpose of recall.
So that makes it sound like, besides that batch number backup for safety reasons, that it's just a commercial vehicle for inventory purposes. But do the sell-by dates mean nothing, or are they just too quick?
To me, they mean nothing.
I mean,
if I'm in the grocery store and I'm looking at Goya beans, I'm shaking them to see if there's insects in them. The insect does not read the sell-by date. He doesn't wait until, you know, November 14. Oh, today's the 15th. I can go crawl in the bag.
Yeah.
No, we're looking at the food quality, what's in the food, is it refrigerated properly. You know, it helps for purposes of spoilage, you can tell. But as far as if the food is cold, the spoilage bacteria and the bacteria that make us sick grow at the same pace. So you can tell by the smell, look, taste, mm-hmm. whether it's safe. If you have food that's supposed to be in the refrigerator and it's not, then the stuff that lives in our warm bellies will grow faster in the warmth. And if food will look and taste great and make you sick, it doesn't matter what the date is.
Elaine, thank you very much for giving us that background. But Mary and Nessel, maybe the sell-by dates and these other kinds of dates that get put on packages of food are meaningless in terms of the dates themselves. But eventually food spoils, right, whether it's packaged or not?
Oh, yeah, eventually, at some point. But I think the milk is a good example. Milk used to have two sell-by dates on it in New York City, one a general sell-by date and the other the sell-by date in New York City, which was always a couple of days shorter. And that's because New York City has such distribution problems that it can't keep milk cold, and it goes bad much more quickly. And I find that if I buy milk on the sell-by date, it spoils.
And do vegetables lose nutrition over time? Do the Brussels sprouts eaten tomorrow have the same nutritional value as the same Brussels sprouts eaten today?
No, they'll have more, but the differences will be very small. They hold their nutrients. Certainly the minerals stay the same. The fiber stays the same. What deteriorates is vitamin C and a couple of the other vitamins, so that the vegetables that we get on the East Coast in the winter that come from California, aren't going to have quite the same nutritional value, but it'll still be pretty good.
Cynthia in South Orange, you're going to get our last 15 seconds. Hi, Cynthia, real quick.
I wanted to share my experience. When I was a starving college kid in Philadelphia, I lived with a bunch of squatters, and we actually used to dumpster dive the Trader Joe's in that was nearest to Philly and disseminate that food to the squats in the city.
So don't go wait on Mr. Roush's nonprofit's line to buy food. Just go to the back of Trader Joe's and get it for free, says Cynthia in South Orange, or at least she implies it. And Marion Nessel from NYU, an author of Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. Thanks a lot for talking about this with us.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.